This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Vivek, hello.
Hello, hello.
How's it going?
Going good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You kind of went through a lot in there, man.
Oh, I can't even describe it to you. Just crazy amount of emotions, being shocked, confused, love, sad. It's a lot of different things. I'm still processing it all.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially like kind of all happened at once and just like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's something. I woke up that morning not expecting anything to be happening, expecting to be safe. And the next thing you know, within just an hour, you're outside the home. Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, there was a lot that went down. We got to talk about your HOA train. You took out Dennis. I know you've already mentioned to Arissa that like, maybe shouldn't have done that. No. What was the thought process?
Sure. So again, I love Dennis so much. I think he's an incredible human being. And I really did want to go to the end with him. But what it really came down to is in my HOH, I really found out how the other house guests feel, what they were thinking. And when I found out that if I didn't win that HOH, I would be on the block with Dennis. And next week, I will most likely be on the block with Dennis. It's not a good thing. You need numbers in this game. So me, as much as I wanted to rock with Dennis and make it far in the end, it was not going to happen. When I found out that Kayla, Spicy, and Dougie, they wanted to form an alliance with me to make sure that, you know, we make it far and get out there number one. At the back of my head, initially, I'm just thinking, okay, these guys definitely want Dennis out because he's coming after them, which makes sense. But they also have a lot of numbers on their side. And if I can get those numbers, I can make it very far in this game. And if I need to backstab in the future, I will. So I'll let them manipulate me. I'll let them think that they have control over me so that, you know, they feel comfortable that, hey, we got Vivek. We don't need to worry about this guy. He's in our hand. But obviously that didn't turn out the way it did because the next week after they still didn't feel comfortable with me and still sent me home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you kind of stumbled into a little bit of a cold war between Spicy and Anthony. They're, I think, working a lot more closely than most people in the house realize, but at the same time, yeah, like she's constantly undermining him, so it's a little bit of a weird dynamic. Can I talk about the previous week? Spicy was HOH. And this is when like your relationship with Todd and Bailey blew up. Because Spicy cornered you in the car, got you to, you know, eventually admit the East Coast thing. And then immediately blew it up to Bailey and like, was like, what? I didn't even mean to get that out of you. When watching this, we were like, surely he sees what she's doing, right? what was your thought process there? Like, what was running through your head?
With Spicy, she's HOH. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, I got to tread waters, right? Yeah. If she's thinking about putting me on the block, whatever information I can give her to get myself off the block, I will do. The thing with Bailey, that was wild. Knowing that in the back of my mind, I still knew because Dennis had confirmed to me that Todd has had my name in his mouth and he's been throwing my name out there. I had to make sure that, okay, when she came with that information, if I threw Dougie's name out there, I'd still in the back of my head, I'm like, they're not working that close. So I didn't want to throw Dougie's name out there. And I said, Todd and Bailey, because I know they've already thrown my name under the bus and I can just actually come after them. I say that to Spicy. I go into the HOH room and Bailey is just losing it. She's just going off and I'm sitting there. It's like, oh, I can tell right now that I can prove that you have my name in your mouth, but I don't want to blow up Dennis's game. At the end of the day, I want to make sure that we're separated and we're not seen together as much. So I stand there and I just completely start thinking, wow, Victoria is blowing up my game right now, but I can't say anything to her because she's HOH. So I have to play nice and I have to smile. And then with Bailey, I just have to prove to her that it was pretty obvious that I was in a really bad situation. And I had inklings that you guys already have my name in your mouth. So that's why I said, I'm coming after you. Mm-hmm. Mind you, after that conversation was done, I went to the Infinity Room and had a conversation with Billy to repair things, but she was not for it still. So after that, I was like, yeah, there's no way this is going to mend. And it might be easier to show people my target. That way they know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And from my perspective, it really felt like, and I talked about this a bit at the start, but like, you know, you go in, there's two returning players, like, and then one of them is guaranteed HOH and they have safety. It's kind of a rough place to start. A lot of the time what happens is it's basically just a race to become their like best puppet, right? Because they're going to be in control. And unfortunately for you, other people were more appetizing puppets. you expressed a little bit of doubt here or there. And because of that, you know, Spicy and Anthony were basically, I mean, I don't know how much of this you know now, but like from the start, they were undermining you at every turn. They were prepping for you to be the target long before Spicy even won the HOH. She was just fishing for something to throw you out on. And then, you know, just she kind of just changed her mind in the moment that week and went for Donna instead.
Wow. Yeah, it's a crazy game. I think the people that I shared the information with that I feel iffy about Anthony, I really shouldn't have shared that information with them because it got back to him somehow. But yeah, I really wish that I didn't share that information with those people because I still feel like I would have had a much better position in the house. I wouldn't have gone on the block on week two if it wasn't for Spicy and Bailey.
Yeah. There have been a couple of curses that people have been talking about this season because Janine left the game. She said that the person she thought was going to win was Donna. And then Donna left the game saying the person she thought was going to win was Dennis. And then Dennis, he said Tola. So it could have almost happened, but it didn't. But there's actually another curse. And I told Dennis about this last week. In the preseason, we do drafts. We pick players who we think we're going to win. The person who has the winner on their team wins the draft. One of my friends, Puya, his draft team consisted of Janine, Donna, Dennis, and you.
Oh, that's a bad draft.
1, 2, 3, 4. So listen, if you really need somebody to blame, have a conversation with Puya. Be like, dude, what's up, man? Why'd you?
It was you. It was the curse that you put on us. Yeah, that's hilarious. Oh, I wish I could have changed that.
It seemed like all week we were like, all right, curse is broken. You know, and then executive veto comes in.
And just, changes everything.
Yeah. And, you know, for what it's worth, obviously, you know, it's easy to look back and I think obviously we can see that maybe with Dennis around, things could have been a little different, but you did also get a bit twist screwed here. Like this was not meant to be you. It probably wouldn't have been you this week too. So, you know, you did.
It is what it is. Yeah. It's the game at the end of the day. I mean, we all love each other. I guarantee you that at a personal level, but the game definitely brings different sides of you out. What happens, happens. It's Big Brother.
What's the plan with Dennis? You're going to try and...
Without a doubt. I love him so much still. I know he's mad at me and it's going to take a lot for him to forgive me, but I'm going to keep on trying until he does. I guarantee I'm going to make this friendship work.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I haven't spoken to him, but I have to imagine that getting your comeuppance might help in a way, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Vivek. I hope you're doing well. And honestly, at the very least, hopefully you can, if there's any consolation, it was very dramatic and very memorable, the whole storyline. So yeah. You got that going for you.
Well, that's good. They got to experience a lot of things in the Big Brother house. Yeah. Slop, HOH, POV used, and then special eviction, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.